Tell me why David Pryor did this.
David Pryor is fascinated by Scotch whisky and always has been. He sold a company in Australia for a good sum of money, and I think he wanted then to put his heart into something which he loved, and it was Scotch whisky. And his early ideas were to establish a brand new distillery elsewhere in Scotland, but the offer of Blenrock came up in February, and he jumped at it.
Now, I know the purchase price wasn't specified, and I know you're not going to tell me what it was, but I'm assuming that he's got more than enough capital to bring this place up to standard, right?
I think that is without a doubt. He has indicated to me, and we have discussed, a very substantial investment in the distillery, particularly on the production side. There are new washbacks, new boilers and things like that. But what he is determined to do is to make sure that it's renovated up to the very best environmental standards.
Now, two quick questions on the past history of the place. Does this sale include the past Blenrock inventory that's sitting in the warehouse?
It does, Mark, yes. And that is one of the attractions. So there is a reasonable amount of stock, which obviously is still maturing. And we will have to consider how it is we actually use that stock and the inventory over the years before Blenrock actually starts resuming distilling and produces its own whiskey some years down the line.
Now, the other big question is that the Armstrong family had to deal with a production cap that was put in place when they were allowed to resume distilling back in 2000. They were originally not allowed to distill at all under the terms of the deal with UDV where they bought the distillery. And that was relaxed in 2000. Has that cap continued in place with the new ownership? I know that Ernst & Young was looking at finding a way to get out from around that. And will David Pryor be able to take the distillery up to full capacity?
That is certainly our understanding, and our lawyers have crawled over that. We believe that we'll be able to take the distillery right up to its 1.25, 1.5 million litres a year in due course.
How soon do you think we'll actually see distilling resume?
I think it's probably a year to 18 months. There is obviously work to do. Planning is already underway for the renovation and the new plant, and I'm sure that some of that will actually be put in even within the next few months, but it will take some time to get some of the more expensive kits in place. The good thing is that the stills are in good working order. Some of the other bits will have to be replaced.
What about a distillery manager? I assume that first you've got to hire a managing director to oversee everything and then hiring a distillery manager to run the team, right?
We're in the process of recruiting a master blender distiller who will be there and responsible. We're well down the track in that appointment, but we're not yet able to release his name.
So you already have somebody in place then, essentially?
We do.
Or essentially in mind?
We have someone, basically, who we know we'll be able to take on board, but the name is not yet in the public domain.
Okay, and it's not somebody from the existing staff, right?
No.
But all the eight people that were working at the distillery for the last year and a half, at least keeping the visitor shop open and keeping the warehouses and everything up and running, those folks all keep their jobs, right?
They all keep their jobs, and we will be recruiting more people as production ramps up. We've got tremendously loyal staff, and David Pryor is very intent on maintaining the visitor centre as well, because it's one of the few tourist attractions in that area of Scotland.